And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Emma Guillory and Beth Chasson from the Lafayette Public Library, here to talk about an amazing array of events and activities taking place at the Lafayette Public Libraries, the different branches. And so let's kind of start off with a writing contest that you all have going on right now, because that's in process right now, I believe, and the deadline is actually coming up.
Exactly, yes, yes.
So maybe let's kick off with that.
Sure,
so
this is our Rites of Spring Writing Contest. It's open for kids all the way from kindergarten up to the 12th grade, graduating seniors. And basically, students are encouraged to submit an original piece of either short fiction, nonfiction, and then for the high schoolers, they can also submit a drama piece or poetry in English or in French by Monday, March the 31st. And then they're going to be eligible to, you know, win a prize. Their work will be printed. It's a really exciting contest. We've done it for several years, and it really gets students to encourage their creativity and to show off what they can do. So I know some of your students out there probably have a piece lying around the house that they'd like to submit, and the time is now. So
does it need to be submitted as part of a classroom effort or just individually?
No, it's definitely individual. Mm-hmm. And actually, if they want more information, they can go to our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org. I believe they can also submit it through there. Or maybe not.
But yes, that's where you'll submit it, is through our website. Yep.
I just all of a sudden had a blank. But yeah, so if you go to our website, you'll get more information.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to be mentioning that website several times.
Exactly.
It should be on everybody's bookmark toolbar.
And, I agree.
And go-to website. So that's going on right now, the Rites of Spring Writing Contest for students of all ages.
All ages, in English or in French, because, you know, we have so many bilingual students throughout Lafayette Parish. So, and this is also open through students all over Acadiana. It's all of the Acadiana parishes. So if you're not a student in the Lafayette public school system, if you're a homeschooler too, you can definitely submit some, you know, a piece.
Student. The operative word. Okay. So parents or teachers who are listening right now, if you know a student who might, as you said, have a piece of work hiding in a notebook or under their bed or something, you can encourage them to contribute it as well. Or if you're a student listening, just go ahead and get on that internet and find a way to submit your work as well.
And it's such a great opportunity for aspiring writers. So we're happy to provide this, you know, to them.
All right. Well, that's, again, the Lafayette Public Library's Rites of Spring Writing Contest. And I know, and I think everyone should sign up for their newsletter as well, because Emma has it open right there, and it's just packed full of wonderful activities.
Well, we definitely think so, but we're the people that make it, so.
We're biased.
Well, I love receiving mine. It's very colorful, and it makes you just happy knowing that all of that is happening centered around literacy and reading and anything to do with acquiring information. I don't want to say just books, because books are very important, but you all reach out to people in every platform that you possibly can.
And lots of hobbies, too. I mean, we are about books, but we also have things about genealogy, and we had a lot of St. Patrick's Day Irish kind of stuff going on. So it's whatever you're interested in. And we probably have something for you.
All right. And I know that you have some authors. You all are very interested in bringing authors to the libraries.
Yes, yes.
So who's going to be coming?
Well, you know, this week is our big Louisiana Library conference. So you're going to see a lot of librarians around town. So they're the nicest people in the world. Be excited. Be friendly. So we were very lucky to get a couple of these authors to come and talk at our library. So tomorrow evening, Wednesday, we're going to have Ashton Lee, who is the author of the Cherry Cola Book Club series. This is a great series for people that like Southern literature. It's about, you know, the down-home Southern charm that people have around here. And so this author was born in Natchez, Mississippi, and so it gave him a lot of insight into the kind of things that he wanted to write about. So that's going to be tomorrow evening at 6:30 at the South Regional Library. So for more information on that, again, you can visit our website.
And it's free
to the public, yes. So please, we invite everybody to come and greet this author and show him a good Lafayette welcome. And then Saturday, we have a children's author who is Connie Morgan. She's originally from Lafayette, so this is a great opportunity to see someone who's made it big and coming back home to visit. She will be reading her book, The Runaway Beignet, and this is a children's book, as you can imagine, about a baker in New Orleans and a magical beignet. And so she's going to be reading this. We invite families to come out and bring their kids. So this will be Saturday, March the 29th, this Saturday, at 11 o'clock at our South Region Library as well. So again, more details at Lafayette Public. publiclibrary.org.
And these are authors who are coming because of
LLA, exactly.
Okay, that's the Louisiana Library
Association Conference, exactly.
Do you know of some other authors who are going to be there? I believe some are coming to sign their books.
We're going to have a few, and I'm not 100% certain what the public would be available to access, because some of them are ticketed events and registration events. Correct.
Okay.
But we do have I'm not going to remember their names right now. We have quite a few authors coming.
Okay. Well, they can check out the conference website to see what is open to the public, perhaps, and then call the library as well. But the two authors that Emma mentioned are reading at the South Regional Library in Lafayette, and those readings are open to the public.
Correct. Yes. And so, we invite everybody to come down and check them out.
Okay, great opportunity. And will they have some of their books with them?
Yes.
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so they can sign your books there as well.
Exactly.
All right. Or if you have any of their books that you personally love, you could bring them and they could sign those books also. So it is always nice to meet the people who have written the books that you really like. And again, as you said, someone from Lafayette who has become a very well-known children's author. If you aspire to be a writer, it's nice to go and talk with them.
And
we've
just been so lucky about getting authors to come and talk at our libraries. And it's really, you know, it's really such a great opportunity that you kind of don't realize how great it was until you've missed it and you heard about it from somebody else. So this is a great way to make sure you're there so you can tell your friends that they missed it. So
and make sure that they get that website and the newsletter as well.
Exactly.
So they know for sure. And I do want to say about the newsletter, we have it available online on our website. You can also get it mailed if you join our Friends of the Library, which is just $5 a year. So all that information is available on our website. But either way you like it, you can get it.
Okay. And I'm sure a lot of people just joined the Friends because you just had your
book sale. Yes, exactly. It was a very, very popular, very successful book sale. And yes, that's part of one of the membership perks is you get to go on the first night and get first crack at those books.
All right. So you could become a friend of the Lafayette Public Library as well. Now, I know that you all have, and we talked about this the last time you were here, the 100 Book Club.
Yes.
And there was just an article in the New York Times. It was a great little title. It said, "What do you mean you're not in a book club? Are you say you're not in a book club?" And it was a fascinating article about the popularity of book clubs all over the country, and not just the kind you might think of, you know, I don't know, people who are reading mystery novels and they get together with a glass of wine. There are book clubs for
everything. And I think the internet has helped facilitate that, because there's, you know, some websites out there where you can discuss with total strangers a book that you've read that they've also read. So I think that's really helpful. And our 100 Book Club is really just designed to get people to read more, to kind of challenge them to read 100 books in a calendar year. And, you know, we were really shocked at how many people were able to do it. Last year was the first year we had over 200 people complete that challenge. We've already this year had people complete the challenge. And we were in March and we've already had people read
100 books.
They're
making the rest of us look bad.
So, yeah. So now's the time to get started if you haven't started already, and really, really strive to read more books than you've read in the previous year, even if you don't make it to 100.
How do you get into this 100 book club?
Super easy. You visit our website, LafayettePublicLibrary.org. There is an icon. It'll say 100 book club. And when you click on there, you can go through the registration process there, or you can stop at any one of our 10 branches and sign up there.
But no one's going to come to your house at the end of the year if you didn't and say,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. In fact, neither of us have made that goal yet, but we're trying to get
several people in our office that we work in that were able to achieve it. So we had to walk around with the scorn of not reading our 100 books. So we're hoping for this year that we'll be able to join the club.
We're going to really try for it this year.
Well, I can imagine some book clubs forming, centering around this, where you all encourage each other like a support group for the 100 Book Club and just talk about and, you know, share that list every time.
That would be fantastic. Yeah. We've also seen, as I said, on the internet, there's lots of lists of like the 100 books you must read in a lifetime, or the 100 books that you must read. And, you know, if you want to challenge yourself to read all 100 of those books, there you go. There's your 100 books.
That's 100 books for the year. Although some of those books on those lists, I don't know.
There's a reason you didn't read them originally.
They're long.
We also don't discriminate on length. So if you want to read 100 short books, that's fine.
Yes, I remember y'all saying that, and that was very reassuring for a lot of people who don't have as much time. If you are just tuning in, my guests are from the Lafayette Public Library, Emma Guillory and Beth Chasson, and I'm sure you can tell their enthusiasm for reading is infectious. They're talking about the 100 Book Club. You can find out more by going to the website and clicking on that little icon, joining it, and giving yourself a personal challenge. Mm-hmm. There are no recriminations if you don't make it by a certain date or even by the end of the year, but it is a really nice personal challenge. And, you know, I just have to say, I mean, I've been – if you're from Lafayette, everyone, of course, remembers the old public library. And they did try. They had some programs. But you all have come a long way.
We try. We our programming librarians are really, really, you know, trying to find things that not only are interesting, but there's actually been requests for that, you know, that people, patrons have come to our libraries and said that's what they want. So we have a lot of computer classes that are really popular. People learn how to use some very basic computer programs. And we have, you know, as I've mentioned before, genealogy. We have book clubs.
We have a yoga club, gentle yoga that's class. Been hugely popular with adults, you know, and it's a weekly yoga class that's offered at both our South and our North Regional Library. And, you know, that's the kind of thing where we have a waiting list for it because people are so excited to come in and take free yoga classes at the library.
And smell the books at the same time. Exactly.
Oh, fabulous.
And once our main library reopens and our East Regional Library, which is also under construction, opens, we'll have that many more programs because the libraries that are open now that have programs, they're not going to stop. So it's just going to be that much more that we're going to be able to offer the people of Lafayette Parish.
You're going to add even more. So it sounds like you're really responsive to what people are bringing
forth. That's our goal.
We try to be.
What they want to do. And I was so impressed at all the things you could do online having to do with the library. The last time you all were here, it was just amazing. Maybe you can just list some of
those. Sure. Well, you know, one of our probably most popular service that a lot of people love and use is our OverDrive service. This is for ebooks and audiobooks. So this really just enables you to download an ebook or an audiobook anywhere you are on your tablet, on your smartphone, on your computer, at your desk at work, and you can just access our digital collection and do it right there. That's been hugely popular for people that like to read on the go.
And it's also we like to call it fine free. Because it'll automatically return the book for you at a certain time if you don't renew it. And so, therefore, you don't get fines for not returning the book,
the audio
you know,
book.
Or the ebook.
Exactly.
So, that's another service that people like because if for some reason they can't go to our libraries to drop off a paper book, then they can download an ebook, read it, and not even have to worry about it getting back.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing when you were talking about that the last time. And can you sign up for a library card online or do you have to actually go in?
We have an online application and there are some qualifications that you must fit in order to do that. And they when you submit the application, they will verify and see if it's something that you qualify for. And if you don't, they'll just send you a little reminder that explains why. And then, you know, there might be other ways that you can get the library card after that. But yes, we do have an application on our website. And we hope that people, you know, we want to make it as convenient for them as possible.
Absolutely. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who have some very old library cards stuck in their wallets. How far back does everyone have to get a new one or how far back do you take those library cards?
It's pretty far back. We've replaced quite a few.
I was just trying to think of how old mine was. Yeah. And once they started putting the barcodes on, but that library card still worked for me whenever I even started working at the library. And that was probably 15 years old. So we take them pretty far back.
If you have a card that does not have an actual barcode,
right.
then you might need to get it replaced. Okay. But if it has a barcode, even if it looks old and dingy, it's probably still good.
Okay. And I'm sure some people are a little afraid that maybe they've got, I don't know, didn't return a book or something and like bells would go off if they used it.
Well, we do have a computer system that remembers very far back. So more than likely we would find it. But we work with our patrons.
Okay.
We don't necessarily, you know, force them to pay everything back all at once. Or if you have this is one thing people don't know. If you have a book that you didn't return, even if it was 10 years ago and you still have that book, bring it to us. Because if you do, you will owe a lot less than if you have to pay to replace that book.
Okay.
So we will always accept those.
And fines, you know, for people that say checked out a book for a long time, remember fines max out. So if you forgot, you know, say your fine will max out at a certain dollar amount, it won't just go on and, you know, get larger and larger and larger and you owe $7,500, you know.
Okay. I know some people who have fines from back like 15 years ago and it's only like
$30.
Exactly. So it's not like it compounded over the last 15 years.
So pull that library card out of the wallet or your purse and use it.
Come see us. Now, another great service that Beth has really loved to talk about is our Zinio magazine service.
Well, it's essentially like OverDrive, but it's for magazines. And you can sign up to get these magazines sent to your tablet or your computer. And it's sort of like a subscription. Like when there's a new magazine out, it'll send it straight to that. People love it on the beach. They love it on vacation. They love not wasting their money on magazine subscriptions that they never read. But here is a digital version with same full color page. It's not like it's a just text only. It looks like the magazine. It's just digital.
It's fantastic. People have really loved it and been very responsive whenever we're telling people out in the community
and
about
it's amazing
it.
The titles of magazines that we have available on it. I mean, pretty much any magazine you would buy at a grocery store
you can
is going
to
be on Zinio.
And that's called Zinio.
Zinio, Z-I-N-I-O. And again, it's on LafayettePublicLibrary.org.
You have got to bookmark that. But I'm assuming you also have a Facebook page too.
Yes,
and so
we do.
People, you keep people up on everything that's
we
going
certainly
on
try.
Okay, so we've got the Rites of Spring Writing Contest. The deadline for that is Monday the 31st.
Exactly.
Okay, so kids, students, get involved by going to the website.
Correct.
And finding out more about how to apply and how to submit your work there. A couple authors who are reading this week.
Right. We have Ashton Lee, who will be at the South Regional Library tomorrow evening at 6:30 p.m. And then on Saturday, we have author Connie Morgan, who will be at the South Regional Library from 11 to 11:45.
Okay, so some great authors this week through the efforts of the Lafayette Public Library, the 100 Book Club, which you can join at any time during
the
year.
You could join in December, but we'd like for you to join now.
Yeah. And it would help if you remembered all the books you
exactly.
had.
And a lot of people just like logging their books and
keep
seeing
book
the
journals.
Books that they read.
Yes.
So
you
feel good, doesn't it?
We have an online, you know, component to it where you can put everything online and then print out your log. So it's kind of fun just for historical purposes.
We have paper logs too. And for me, even though I do everything digitally, I love the feeling of writing out that book title because it makes me feel more accomplished each title that I add.
Yes, it does. So lots of ways to get involved with the 100 Book Club. And then, of course, it's almost April, and that means summer reading is coming up
right around the corner.
Soon,
exactly. We're going to start signing people up in May, and it's for all ages. A lot of people think it's just for kids. We have a children's summer reading program, but we also have a teen program and an adult program. And this is breaking news. Our prize for the adult and the teen is going to be a Nook e-tablet. So if you just read one book, you're going to be entered to win that. It's going to be a drawing. And our children's is a slightly separate program, but it has a bunch of different prizes, all kinds of incentives to get kids to read this summer.
Okay, so when can you start signing up?
It'll be May 19th.
Okay, yes. Well, I'm sure we'll have you back before then. But start thinking about that, signing not only your children up, but anyone can join and be a summer reader.
I think
as
if you're going to sign your children up, you might as well sign yourself
That's
up.
Right, absolutely. And if you're a part of the 100 Book Club, it
exactly.
It all works all together.
It all adds
some synergy.
Together. That's right. And then, of course, you have it's not really a competition, but you're going to be asking people to think about their favorite childhood books.
Yes. Also a little bit of breaking news. for our main library, which is currently under construction mm-hmm. in downtown Lafayette, and we should have it open later this year, we're very excited about this children's section. It's going to be a very imaginative place for children to go and read books. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to have the public's input on some book titles, some favorite book titles of yours. They could be from this year or from 100 years ago, but some of the books that you loved reading as kids. We're going to ask you to submit those titles online on our website, and you're going to be able to have input on some of the titles that we're going to put on the display in our children's book section.
So it would be a permanent display.
Exactly. It'll be like almost like a mural. It'll be very exciting. We're excited.
Pull
about
out
it.
Those Lois Linsky books.
That's it. I was just trying to think of the things that I would submit, so I'm making my own mental list right now.
It'll be tough to choose, and we'll have to whittle down that list, but we're very excited to kind of get I was telling Emma earlier, it's kind of like a time capsule of what people in Lafayette liked in 2014, because for years to come, that library is going to be there, but that display is still going to be there.
Mm-hmm. Well, not just in 2014, I guess, because you're asking us all of our childhood
right,
books.
True. It goes all the way back.
True, exactly.
At this point, all the generations who are living right now who are thinking about their childhood books. Wouldn't that be fascinating to have had a wall like that from when the library first opened in
exactly.
Lafayette years ago?
That
exactly. would be wonderful. So be thinking about your favorite children's book, and when that time is ready,
we'll get the word out.
You'll get the word out.
Check our Facebook page and our website.
And your title might be permanently up on the display at the new library. The And it will be called the main library
mm-hmm.
still?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, that yes. will be the main library. So there's a lot of progress happening, and you do hope by the end of the year.
It's on schedule to open the end of the year. So
all right.
We're excited.
Well, we're going to look forward to that celebration. If you are tuning in, my guests from the Lafayette Public Library, Emma Guillory and Beth Chasson, here talking about a variety of things happening, all of which you can find out more about at their website, or go stop by their Facebook page, like the Facebook page, and figure out what you'd like to do there between yoga and the 100 Book Club. And
no excuse not to come.
There's no excuse, absolutely. And you can also visit any of the branch libraries.
We'd love to
well.
See you.
They're all very friendly places. So participate, whether it's online or actually get involved in our libraries. And certainly, your enthusiasm is wonderful and I'm sure has been inspiring to many in our community. So thank you for letting us know about these events. Call the library or go online to find out more about any of them if you're interested. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.